Welcome, After Buzzers, to the America's Got Talent After Buzz After Show, Season 13, Episode 6. Tonight, we're going to talk about a few topics, such as acts that are already famous, winners from previous seasons, and who we think are going to make it to the finals. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hit him with the choreo.
Oh, wait.
There you go,
choreo. There we go, somewhere in there.
Alrighty, guys. Well, we're looking at everything one more time here today because today was a best of episode. So, on NBC, they were replaying episode one, the first audition. And what we decided to do was take a look at this season, how it's been, and some highlights from the series overall ever since it began. So we want to start off with our first topic here, already famous. And Joseph, I believe you've done a little bit of research on this. Before we dive too far into this, I am your host, Sean Paul Payton, and
I'm Joseph Shepherd over here.
All right, Joseph, take it away.
Well, okay, Sean, so basically every year when we have these different competition shows, we're all made to believe that these people are randomly, like, you know, selected throughout the U.S. and they didn't really have a big life before. But if you do some research, there may be some things that you didn't necessarily know.
Really?
Yeah. So if you remember, last week we saw Glynis Grace, who performed I Run to You by Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Given all the yeses.
Right.
She had Billboard articles written about her that past week. They've been saying that she's probably the next Whitney Houston. She's probably going to win America's Got Talent. But we did a little digging. And we found out that actually Glynis Grace was popular in the Netherlands. In 2005,
Wow. She
was chosen by the Netherlands to represent them in the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest.
Uh-huh.
So basically what that is that all over Europe, each country selects one person to represent them. And it's kind of like an American Idol type singing competition. And
Right. Only
one person ends up winning.
Right.
But she actually represented the Netherlands. And on top of that, she had a number one song in the Netherlands, which was a rendition of Offscheid.
Number one
in the Netherlands.
Dang.
And now she's over here in the U.S.
Well, I guess the U.S. is the final frontier then.
Yeah. I guess you're kind of like moving, you know, overseas and, you know, seeing if you can expand your talent. But that's not the only person that we have.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
So the sacred Rihanna.
She
that was like the ring type girl. She had the long hair.
Yeah, with the twitches.
With the twitches. And she did like this whole like weird magic type trick.
Yeah.
She actually won Asia's Got Talent last year.
Get out.
Didn't know that, did you?
Dude, you're killing me. You're killing me with
this. What do you think about that? Like, do you think that that should happen? Do you think that people who have already won other competition shows or people that are already famous should be going on other shows? Is that fair to the people that are not successful already?
That is a good question, and I think there are some competition game shows that do that regularly, right? Like,
yeah.
One of the singing shows does it right now, right?
The Voice does it quite a bit. The Voice has a lot of people who come on who are either background singers for different artists, or they may be famous people's children.
Right.
That happens quite a bit on The Voice.
So then I guess the debate is, for America's Got Talent, should they, like you said, should they actually be on this show, or should they actually be on something more like The Voice, especially if they're a singer?
It's a very, very interesting line, I guess you would say. And another weird example of this is, you guys may know Jessie J. She had like the hit Bang Bang with Ariana Grande and stuff.
Yeah.
She did the reverse. She went from being famous in America to then going on a Chinese singing competition called Singer 2018
Okay.
to become more famous in China.
Right.
So it looks like these people are going on these shows to become more famous in another territory that maybe they aren't famous in, like, you know, right now, which
yeah.
is, it's very weird to me. It's very interesting. It intrigues me. And it also leads me to wonder, like, well, who did she beat out that was like a hometown Sally? Like, who didn't get to be successful because Glynis came in?
That is a good question. And I guess one thing that it makes me think of, too, is if you don't make it in one country, just move to another one and you'll be fine. We got plenty of countries. Let's Give them all a shot.
So true. So true. Let's get into the whole winners of past seasons of America's Got Talent. Like,
this is something that really intrigued me, because when I went back to look at the different trends, singers are killing this show. There was four, season 3, 4, 5, and 6 were singers all in a row.
Yeah.
Every single, they won the finals, and that made me think, wow, is this a singing show? And I guess I understand why Simon is so critical of singers, because he sees so many of them, and they seem to be the trend that's winning. And they've won more than any other type of act. Let's see. We had season 1, season 3, season 4, season 5, season 6, season 11. Mm-hmm. So that was, oh my gosh.
Six out of the past 12 seasons have all been singers.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And it's weird too, because if you look at that time period, you said that there are 4 in a row.
Yeah.
And that's when American Idol was on like the mend. Like that's American Idol was really, really, really popular with the American public. So it really does lead me to believe, does America just always want a singer to win? Like, are we intrigued more by the singing, by the emotion, than we are a magic act?
Right.
By comic act? Like, are we more intrigued by that?
And that's something that I think is true, because when singers get up there, they have an ability to connect so much emotionally with the audience that those emotions just are flooded.
Yeah.
Because whenever we see a backstory on the show, that definitely takes over our willingness to want to see them succeed. If somebody has an amazing backstory and an amazing talent, somebody that has maybe a little bit better of a talent but no backstory, we would probably pick that person with the backstory to go to the finals.
And also, those backstories end up showing emotion into the songs. They can use that as their, you know, their
for
being able to perform a Whitney song, or be able to perform like a humongous song,
right,
and be able to showcase their voice. Whereas a magician or a ventriloquist or something like that may not be a big audience, because like it's more of a niche. It's more of like something a little bit smaller. Everybody doesn't like a magician. Everybody doesn't like a ventriloquist.
Right. And those were the other kinds of acts that have won in the past. There was magicians, ventriloquists, dogs. Dogs won once, so maybe we could have them win again. And as a matter of fact, Olate Dogs, shout out to you guys, because I saw you like that post I put on Instagram. Woo-hoo. That is amazing. We're keeping an eye out for you guys. Hope you guys do great things. The singers, oh man, I bet you the singers are going to take it again this year.
That's what I was wondering, but at the same time, I believe there is also a lot of different combo acts this season. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like visuals, a lot of are we getting tired of the singers on competition shows? Mm. Are we getting tired of singing competition shows? Like, American Idol went away, but then it came back.
Yeah.
So, like, are we getting tired of that, or are we not? And for me, I'm kind of tired of it.
I gotta disagree there. See, I'm a sucker for that stuff, man. Like, I don't know.
I'm just like, oh, another sad story. Oh, another, like, song that you're going to have to sing. Like, I'm like, sometimes they're so good and so amazing, but like, wow me with a magic trick. I am like a horse in a carrot. Like, keep me going. Like, oh my gosh, like, how did that happen? Like, you know, as we talked about last week, like, I love watching those YouTube videos back and figuring out where the magician did whatever. Like,
right.
I guess I'm more intrigued by that. But I do feel like a singer could win again.
Now, I do want to say, too, that if it were a good singer and a great dance team, I would probably go with the dance team, too, because those are my favorites. I love the dancers. I love the dance community out here. It's incredible. And I think it's because I've been more involved in dance myself that I just have such an appreciation for it.
Are you more for a dance act that incorporates more of like a theatrical show, or are you more for a dance act that is more like just straight on the street dance? Like, what are you more into?
I like the theatrical show aspect of it, just because there's a way to make things more creative.
Yes.
Like some dancers in the past have put all the lights and the visuals in the background and used all these tricks of the eye to just make their show, make their performance more stand out. And I think that since we are 13 seasons in, that's what you have to do, is find the ways to keep making things original. Because, I mean, there's so many great dancers and singers and acts that just that alone, I don't think is going going to do it anymore.
And it was interesting. We were talking earlier, and what you said about the dance act that won.
Yeah.
You said if they were going to be going on, like, a World of Dance competition or, like, you know, a So You Think You Can Dance or something, you were like, I don't think that they would make it.
Right, right. It would be – the level of difficulty has risen so much every year. And kids today – the last time I went and took a dance class at Millennium, like, those kids in the front – listen, I had to I floated back. I went to the back right corner, and I was like, let them do their thing, because this time I need to learn. I need to just watch and learn, because they must.
So they're learning younger.
Yes. Popping out the womb, like, bam, you know, doing all kinds of moves. It's like, oh my God. Anyway.
That's so crazy. So when you're looking at the overall, we had singer, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking your acts are going to be for the finals? Who are you really rooting for? Who do you think's going to be possibly in those semifinals taking the crown?
I don't think I gave her enough credit last time that I talked about her, but I definitely, seeing Glennis's background now, she's definitely a finale competitor. Mm-hmm. She has the skills, she has the experience, and there's... She might even take it. She might take the competition. And I still got to stick with one of my favorites, Brian King Joseph, because, again, he's one of those artists with the skill and the backstory. And correct. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I really
very,
hope
very
that
he inspiring,
wins.
Too. Like, mm-hmm. you know, when you have that story that can inspire somebody in the middle of nowhere who has a problem or something like that, that always just touches close to home, too.
Right. And then... as I was saying with the dances, Constantine and Yuri, the way that they did that virtual reality setup to make it feel like he was in a video game and they were adding some choreographic moves to it, I think that they deserve to be in the finals as well.
That's a good three. A good three.
Yeah, they're powerful.
I think I'm going to have to go with Flage,
uh-huh.
who was the 14-year-old female rapper, mm-hmm. And she ended up rapping about gun violence. Mm-hmm. However... she was also on the rap game on Lifetime, so she's another one who came from another TV show.
Another one.
But I thought that she was really, really, really talented. She was really good, and I thought she had a lot of originality. And I think being 14 years old and having that much originality and being able to write and spit, like, that's saying something right there. And there hasn't been a rapper who's won America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Another person I liked was Andy Huggins, the senior comedian, last week. I don't know why. I think that he's going to captivate America.
Yeah.
America loves seeing somebody who has a heart, who's a little bit funny. And, you know, like, we all love old people. At the end of the day, like, I just want to give them a hug. Like, you know, like, it's just, they've gone through so much. And it's so great seeing him use his life in a comedic way. And my last one... was the one who got the three no's last week.
Ooh.
And then Mel ended up changing her buzzer, and Heidi ended up changing her buzzer.
Yeah.
The French accent.
Oh, okay,
I don't know why.
Okay.
I just think that America is going to love some crazy, you know, outlandish accordion playing one-liner. Like, I don't know why. Like, I think that those could be... it's a really different final three from me to you.
Yeah.
Like, I will say that.
No, I'm going to have to disagree with you on those last two.
I
love old people too, but when I look at the history of America's Got Talent, comedians have never won.
No.
They've never won. No. And who was the other one? Not Andy, but...
oh, the French accent.
The French accent. Yeah, he's another comedian, right?
Yeah, he's another comedian.
So I don't think they stand a chance. In the finals, I think they stand a chance at having, you know, a career outside of this.
Correct.
But I don't think that... I don't think it's going to work.
I also find it interesting that America's Got Talent started off as a $1 million prize and a show in Vegas.
Yeah.
And when singers end up winning... and they're like, you know, young singers, like, they really don't get that Vegas type act anymore. Like,
right.
It was set up as America's Got Talent. You're going to go to Vegas and you're going to have a show on the strip and you are going to, you know, have people coming in your doors. And really, the only shows in Vegas that end up really doing well, you know, you do have like your Cirque du Soleil shows, you have your Blue Man Group, you have, of course, you have like your residency performers like a Celine Dion and stuff like that. But
Britney Spears?
Yeah, Britney Spears in Vegas. Throwback. yeah, but it's more of your acts that you're going to be amused by. And it's really interesting to me that we don't have any of those yet.
What are we going to do? Well, guys, I want to bring us into a special segment here. Let's go ahead and talk about some news about one of our judges.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So getting into this, if you know, Mel on the judging panel.
Yes.
She's a former Spice Girl.
Yes.
A current Spice Girl.
Yes.
And Emma Button, who was Baby Spice.
Right.
Went on to ITV, and she was talking on a talk show called This Morning, and she said that the girls are going to possibly get back together for an animated Spice Girl superhero movie.
Say what?
But Victoria Beckham will probably not be a part.
Oh, okay. Thank you for confirming that.
Of course. But I think that that's exciting. Like, it's the 20-year reunion, kind of like of the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
We had the Backstreet Boys getting back together.
Right.
We had NSYNC a few months ago on their Hollywood Walk of Fame. They got that together.
People are begging for them to get together.
Yeah. People want 80s and 90s performers to get back together. We love the nostalgia.
It was
we
a good
want
time.
It again. And I think that that's a very smart way of getting the younger generation to love older music by doing an animated superhero movie.
I 100% agree with you. If there's anything that I agree on tonight, it's definitely that.
Yeah. So that's the news for today.
Okay. And then also for our special segment, I want to talk about what, and this is a good question for all of you guys watching at home.
Correct.
What do you think is the perfect panel of judges and hosts for the show? Because we've had some changes throughout the different seasons. And we were talking a little bit about this before the show, and I want us to have the same kind of debate that we did before we even got in here. So as far as all of our hosts, we've had Regis, Jerry Springer, Nick Cannon, and Tyra Banks.
And it's such a diverse host, if you think about that. Like, you started off with Regis Philbin.
Yeah.
And, you know, Live with Regis and Kelly, like, he was there before Ryan Seacrest was there. He was there before Michael Strahan was there. Like, it was originally his show with Kathy Lee. And it was, America's Got Talent was at a different time. You had Regis. You had Brandy.
Yeah.
You had Piers Morgan. And you had David Hasselhoff.
For the judges.
Yeah, and Sharon Osbourne. Like, that was, like, your
original.
And
then there was Howard Stern.
Yeah.
That came on later. Howie. We've got Simon, of course. Mel. And Heidi. Those four are all there
today. Then, it's so weird looking at these panels and seeing, like, how they all had different meshes and different works.
Yeah.
But what are you thinking? If you were to pick your perfect panel, which of these judges would you pick, and what one host would you pick?
All right. For the judges, I would have Simon is a given.
Yes,
we have
yes.
to have Simon. Simon needs to be in every show. Like, this is he's so good at what he does. It's incredible. And I really enjoyed having Howard Stern on the show.
Because Howard was great.
Yeah. And I know there was a couple of moments where he tried to be kind of harsh, but it got to his heart too much, and he had to comfort the kids, which I thought that showed how human he was. And I really liked that a lot. That was a different side of him that I wasn't used to seeing, because, you know, on his late night show, it's more comedy and ridiculousness, which I also enjoyed. But just seeing those different sides to Howard was really cool. And then also Sharon Osbourne, there was something about her, I just can't describe it, but I just loved having her on the show too.
Like, I absolutely love Sharon Osbourne. I miss Sharon on a judging panel show. She used to be in the X Factor UK, and I would watch the X Factor UK just for Sharon's comments.
Right.
Like, I don't know what it is. I love her. And then she ended up leaving the show because of a dispute that her Jack Osbourne, her son, had with the former NBC show that she had, which is very sad to me. But I loved her comments. I loved how crazy she was. She was so witty. She was just in it.
Right.
And I think with the two current female judges that we have, we're missing that little, like, quirk.
Yeah. So of the two that are left, Mel B or Heidi,
dun, 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 dun.
Who would you add to the final judges?
Mel B.
Oh! And we have our judges. Why would you pick Mel B?
I think that Heidi sometimes gets a little afraid to give her opinion.
Mm.
I think that Heidi gives off this very, like, good, great vibe, and she's very good with kids, and she's very out there. But I think Mel B is a little bit more real, and I like when people are a little bit more real and can give you the truth no matter what.
Right.
Like, don't hold it back. Don't hold it back. Don't sugarcoat it.
Even
give
when she
me the truth.
Even when she gets confused about the jokes.
Yes, even when she gets confused about the jokes like last week.
Yeah.
Just give it to me flat. Like, no sugarcoating. So
that's
I think
cool.
that I would have to do Mel B for that.
All right. Now, we had a little bit of trouble when we were talking about the host, because we came down to two. so many people on the internet are going crazy over Nick Cannon, wishing that he could come back. But of course, he had the issue with his stand-up performance, mm-hmm. where he said a few things that NBC didn't like because Correct. They're a family-friendly network.
Yes.
And when you know, Nick Cannon went off, just dropping the N-bombs and just getting a little bit more, like, you know, real, they didn't like that at all.
Correct.
And I thought it was funny. It was hilarious. But, you know, NBC was like, no.
Exactly.
So between Nick and there was one other host that we were – Jerry Springer. I really like Jerry Springer.
I did really like Jerry Springer. And you brought up a very interesting point when we were outside that you're like Jerry and Howard Stern are kind of like from the same mold. They have the same type shows, same type personalities.
And for that reason – we would have to get Nick.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So give us your comments down below. Who would be your perfect judging panel and who would be your perfect host out of the previous seasons, the previous shows? Who would be your perfect one? Let us know below. I love reading your comments below, seeing what's up and what you guys are feeling.
Yeah,
and what
we always appreciate that.
Yeah.
And make sure to like, comment, and subscribe and share as always. Whether that be you watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast. And lastly, with our predictions for this season, of our three favorites, who do you think would win?
Oh gosh, that is so hard.
And who's the three that you picked again?
I picked Flage.
Uh-huh.
I picked Andy Huggins, who was the senior comedian, and then mm-hmm. I picked French Accent.
Okay.
There was also one that also stood out to me, who was Rob Lake, who was the illusionist, who did the selfie with the with his phone, and he went out into the audience and then appeared on stage.
Yeah, that was very fun to watch.
I think it is time for a magician to win.
Okay.
So for that, even though he's illusionist magician, I would there like Rob Lake to win.
There was one that won in season 9, but you want another one to win.
I want another one to win. Like I
another one. Shout out to DJ Khaled.
Another one.
I love him. He's so funny.
I love seeing how much thought goes into those things.
Yeah.
Because when you are a magician or if you're an illusionist, you are putting so much time, so much effort, so much craft into your work. And when you're a singer, yes, you do the same thing, but the capacity and the mindset is so different. Mm-hmm. A singer is doing vocal warm-ups, and the singer is going to, like, prepare, and they pick a song, and they're picking what's best for their voice.
Right.
But if you're a magician, you always have to wow in a different way. You can't do the same thing every week, or the audience at home's not going to like you. So I would love to see a magician win.
That was a very good reason to see them win, and I'm going to disappoint you, but of the three that I picked, Brian King Joseph, Glennis Grace, and Constantine and Yuri, I'm going to say that Glennis is going to win this just because of how much experience she has and how crazy the articles are going on the internet about her right now, just saying, wow, she did it. She, you know, Whitney. And one thing that I saw that was really interesting, I don't remember which video I saw this on, but I had seen a YouTube commenter say, wow, this is the first time that I've seen a new artist come and sing something from a former artist where I was debating who did it better.
Oh.
So there's a video. This can be some fun homework for you guys watching. There's a video out there where Glennis does do a Whitney song, and you guys got to check it out and see if you can find that comment, because that is something. And I don't know. That's stepping on sacred ground there.
That's a tough one.
But yeah, I do want Brian King Joseph to win, but I think Glennis is going to take it. I think she's going to take it.
Well, I guess that we'll have to wait and see, figure it out, see if America agrees with us.
Exactly. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching once again, and hope you all have a happy 4th of July. Once again, I am your host, Sean Paul Payton. You can find me on Instagram, at Sean Paul Payton, as well as Twitter. And Joseph?
And I'm Joseph Shepherd. You can find me at Joseph A. Shepherd on Twitter, Instagram, everything on the social medias. Be sure to like us, comment, subscribe, do all the great things that make you happy. We love hearing from you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.